Hearty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Los Angeles Lakers basketball star Kobe Bryant has capped a great 20-year NBA career with a classic Hollywood ending. Kobe fired in 60 points to lead the Lakers to a 101-96 victory over the visiting Utah Jazz in Los Angeles. At the post-game news conference, Kobe said a perfect ending would have been the Lakers lifting the championship trophy, but it was definitely a special night.
You know, tonight was, you know, trying to go out, playing hard, and try to put on a show as much as I possibly could. And, you know, it felt good to be able to do that one last time. You know, honestly, I can't believe this actually happened, to be honest with you. Like, it's kind of crazy to me. Like, I still don't, it's hard to believe that it happened this way. It really is. Like, I'm still in shock about it. And just, you know, the outpouring of support all night long, and my, you know, former teammates and fans and my family, and it was just, it's unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Like, I'm still in shock about it, and I think now I'll allow myself to go back and read a lot of the things and watch some of the commentary and the videos and just kind of take it all in, you know?
As Kobe Bryant tries to take it all in, he was asked what he'll remember most about his farewell 60-point night.
I think the fans, the reaction from the fans, you know, the chanting, you know, the support, the encouragement. I mean, I was really, really tired. It was just like, there's just no way. I got to continue to push it because, the fan support was tremendous. And that's the thing I remember the most.
Kobe talks about the tremendous fan support in Los Angeles. He also received tremendous support from his teammates, who tried to set him up for points on nearly every possession. Kobe took a career-high 50 shots, making 22 of them in 42 minutes on the court. If you're keeping score, VOA basketball fans, Kobe's 60 points are still 21 shy of his career high. In 2006, Kobe shocked the league by scoring 81 points in a 122-104 win over the Toronto Raptors in Los Angeles. Only the late, great Wilt Chamberlain, who once scored 100 points in a game in 1962, has scored more in NBA history. Meanwhile, 37-year-old Kobe Bryant is retiring with 33,643 points, making him the league's third all-time leading scorer. Two retired basketball greats are ahead of Kobe. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is at the top with 38,387 points, and Carl the Mailman Malone is in second place with 36,928 points. Kobe Bryant is also leaving the league with 5 NBA championships, 18 All-Star selections, as well as being named the NBA's most valuable player in 2008. Meanwhile, the NBA's reigning most valuable player, Stephen Curry of the champion Golden State Warriors, is basking in the glow of some record-breaking achievements. Curry and the Warriors beat the visiting Memphis Grizzlies Wednesday night 125-104 for their record 73rd win of the regular season. The Warriors broke the mark of 72 victories set 20 years ago by Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls. Jordan was among those congratulating the Warriors, saying, and I quote, "I want to congratulate the Warriors on their amazing season. The game of basketball is always evolving," said Jordan, "and records are made to be broken. The Warriors have been a lot of fun to watch, and I look forward to seeing what they do in the playoffs." U.S. President Barack Obama also sent congratulations to the Warriors via Twitter. "President Obama's favorite sport is basketball, and his favorite NBA club is the Chicago Bulls," the president tweeted. "Congrats to the Warriors, a great group of guys on and off the court. If somebody had to break the Bulls' record, I'm glad it's them." Steph Curry turned in another spectacular performance against the Grizzlies Wednesday night, scoring a game-high 46 points at Oracle Arena in Oakland, California. Now, Steph sat during much of the fourth quarter with the Warriors comfortably ahead, and he reflected on how Golden State has improved since his rookie season 6 years ago.
It's really hard to put into words. I mean, I remember my rookie year here and just the difference that last game of the season, just a different feel it was. I had time and I really did, you know, take a moment. I don't think I was watching the game for about 2 minutes, just sitting thinking about how far we've come, and just the energy that was in the building was unbelievable. So I wanted to just appreciate that. You know, I had kind of snapshots of moments, you know, in Oracle Arena, notably like the playoff series against the Spurs, where I was addressing the crowd after a game six loss, thanking the fans for, you know, all their loyal support and a great journey. But we were headed home after that. So thinking about, you know, that moment and kind of the difference in, you know, what tonight meant from a regular season record standpoint and for, you know, the outlook of what we're trying to do in the playoffs. So there's countless things we've accomplished this regular season that hopefully one day, I know we can appreciate 73, but hopefully one day we can appreciate the entire body of work that we've accomplished, and hopefully there's a Larry O'Brien trophy next to us in a couple months.
Steph Curry also achieved a shooting milestone against the Grizzlies. He became the first player in NBA history to make 400 three-point shots in a season. Curry knocked down 10 from long range against Memphis, and he ended up with 402 three-point shots for the season. Talk to us, Steph.
I knew how close I was, so I talked to Coach this morning, and I was telling him the story about, I think, what, 2 or 3 years ago, whenever I broke the record the first time. I was kind of nervous, and it was in Portland. It was our last game of the season, and I needed two threes to break it, and I was kind of nervous because I was forcing it just because I was aware of it. So just tried to have the approach to that tonight coming in. Obviously, we want to win the game and want to keep the flow of our offense and not, you know, break that just to, you know, launch threes. But at a certain point, about 8 minutes in the first quarter, was able to kind of toe the line a couple times, knock it down, and things started to flow. And I was searching for it at that point just because I had made a couple. So kind of let it come to me and then have some fun with it.
Steph Curry has had a lot of fun with it this season. One of my Facebook friends wrote me earlier in the season, and she said she's really not a big basketball fan, but Steph Curry is just so much fun to watch. Steph also enjoyed watching Kobe Bryant play over the years, and here's what he had to say about Kobe's big 60-point game.
I was walking down the tunnel from the court, and somebody told me, you know, Kobe had 60 on 50 shots, and I was like, stop playing. Like, I thought they were literally lying to me. It sounded kind of too good to be true, not having watched the game. So I've seen some clips of, you know, the reception he had on the court after the game, and that's just the perfect ending to his career, being able to walk off the court, 37 years old, 20 years in the league, with a 60 ball. Can't draw it up any better. So, and a win, which is, that's how you want to go out. So I try to take notes if I'm in that position down the road.
Take some notes, Steph. Steph Curry, the star guard for the Golden State Warriors Basketball Club, speaking in Oakland, California. Joining us once again in our Voice of America studio is VOA's Rick Narciss. Rick, welcome back to the sunny side of sports.
Glad to be back, Sonny.
Rick, what's your reaction to Steph Curry and the Warriors' 73 wins for the regular season?
I think it's unreal, especially for Steve Kerr. He was part of the Bulls team that initially set the record at 72, and now he's the coach, and they broke that record. He even said that the Warriors team this year would beat his old Bulls
team. Wow, that's quite a statement to make.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, Steph has never been seen before. There's never been a player like him, and you could just see that with last night's performance. He made 402 threes in a season.
Incredible. In fact, you mentioned Steve Kerr, who was also a very good shooter when he played for the Bulls and other NBA clubs back in the day. I think one of the reporters asked Kerr if he has given Steph Curry any tips on three-point shooting, and he said, "I haven't said a thing to him about three-point shooting."
Steph comes from a great line of just shooting. His brother's a great shooter. He's playing for the Kings. And his dad, Del Curry, was one of the best shooters in the league when he played. Also, a fun fact about Steph, he is one of three players to shoot 50% from the field, 45% from three, and 90% from the free throw line, along with Steve Nash and his coach, Steve Kerr.
Wow, that's pretty good company to keep. As we're going to talk more about the NBA playoffs that are coming up, Rick, but getting back to Curry and the Warriors, it sounds like they're really firing on all cylinders ahead of the playoffs.
Yeah, they're looking really good in the playoffs, and I'm seeing them bringing out a lot of brooms, especially in the first two rounds. You know, it's just sweeping everybody they play. I don't think anyone can play with them right now.
Let's talk about Kobe. I think Kobe was definitely in the spotlight on Wednesday night, and deservedly so. But 60 points. I thought I was reading it wrong when I saw how many points he scored.
He went out doing exactly what he loves, to shoot the ball. And, you know, he put up 60, and he made a big-time shot with, like, 34 seconds to go. He hit the two to go up one, and then eventually he hit the two free throws to get to 60. And that was just amazing. I couldn't think of a better way to go out, I mean, besides winning it all. But this year's Lakers team was not the best they've ever had.
In fact, I think Kobe said a perfect ending would have been if they were lifting the trophy after the NBA Finals. But that wasn't meant to be, but still, pretty good storybook ending.
Yeah, I think he'll have to live through Steph, and hopefully they get a championship, and then that'll be pretty big.
What did you think of Steph Curry's remarks saying he hopes to take some notes and maybe try to end his own career the same way Kobe did? Did you see Curry having the same longevity as Kobe Bryant?
I think he does, because Steph's playing style is one that, he's not really down there banging all the time, so he doesn't really, suffer as much, injuries as, a LeBron would, eventually just get worn down from just getting beat up inside. He's out there just shooting threes, not getting much contact. He's just such a skilled player that I think he could play in the league for maybe even till 40 years old.
Wow. How much has Curry improved since his MVP season last year?
He won the MVP, and he scored around 23, 24 per game. This season, he's averaging 30 points and shooting 45 from three and 50 from the field. He shoots better from 28 feet than some guys do from 10 feet. So,
just a great shooter. NBA playoffs tipping off this coming weekend, Rick. Let's take a look at the matchups. What do the Eastern Conference matchups look like?
The Eastern Conference, we got the Cavs versus the Pistons. Funny thing is, the last time the Pistons were in the playoffs, they got eliminated by the Cavs in 2009. Then we got the Raptors and the Pacers. Paul George looking to have a good outing. We got the Heat and Hornets. Heat featuring Hassan Whiteside, who's leading the league in blocks, averaging four. and Dwayne Wade playing a career low minute, so he should be well rested for the playoffs. Then we have the Hawks and Celtics, and yeah, that's it for the East.
And what about the Western Conference? I know the Steph Curry and the Warriors must be leading that conference.
Yeah, they're number one, and they'll play the eighth seed Houston Rockets. James Harden looking to make some impact. Him, he set a record himself. He's one of he joins LeBron, Jordan, and Oscar Robertson as the only players to average 29 points, 7 assists, and 6 rebounds in a season.
Okay.
You know, he was right up there with Curry in points, you know, maybe not as much in the 3-point category. Spurs, Grizzlies, Thunder, Mavs, and Clippers and Trailblazers.
Let's get back to that Warriors-Rockets matchup. Do you see Curry matching up against James Harden in that series?
I don't think he'll match up. I see more Klay Thompson or Harrison Barnes guarding James Harden. I don't think they'll match up too many times there. I think he'll match up with the point guard, Patrick Beverley.
What about James Harden's beard? Is it the best in basketball?
It might be. It's probably the most legendary beard in the game.
Which of those matchups you mentioned, Rick, outside of Golden State, Houston, are you going to be keeping your eye on?
I'm really excited for the Thunder Mavs, just for Russell Westbrook. He led the league in triple-doubles this year, and he's tied with Magic Johnson for most in the season with 18. He's just fun to watch, and the way he attacks the rim is unmatched by anybody else in the league.
And Russell Westbrook, if I'm correct, was the most valuable player 2 years in a row of the NBA All-Star Game. And
Yeah. He really gets after it during the All-Star Games. But that's just who he is. He's just a competitor and always wants to win no matter what he's doing.
So at this point, Rick, do you see the Warriors sort of taking those brooms out and sweeping their way to another title?
I think they might. I think that might be how everything's going to end up.
Well, we look forward to the NBA playoffs. VOA's Rick Narciss. Rick, thanks for joining us again here in the studio.
Thanks for having me, Sonny.
Joining us once again on the Sunny Side of Sports is Andrew Palcheski, the Voice of America's social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Good to be with you.
Good to have you back, Andrew. What's trending in the sports world on this Thursday?
Well, we've got Kobe and we've got Golden State, so which one do you want to start with? Well, I guess we'll start with Kobe.
I think he deserves the top billing.
I think so. And you know what? On social media, we talked about this yesterday, which one more people were going to talk about. I think it was Kobe, you know, far and away. You just saw hashtag Mamba Day, as we talked about, sponsored by Nike. But then on the front of the Staples Center, there was a huge banner that said hashtag thank you, Kobe. So that was the, you know, kind of team hashtag, I guess, that they were using. But then hashtag Mamba out is still trending this morning after Kobe kind of drops the mic and he says Mamba out. And that's how he ends his career on the court there. And people still using that hashtag today to talk about that.
One of my VOA colleagues thought that was all Kobe said after the game was Mamba out, but he didn't stick around for the post-game news conference because Kobe did say a few more words.
Yeah, oh yeah, and it's you know that one phrase, and that speaks to just the power and the attention on him, certainly in social media, that one phrase becomes the hashtag that everyone's using. You know, if Kobe had gone out and maybe scored 10 points, maybe Golden State would have been the top story, but going out and scoring 60 points, which is actually, I read, the highest point total for any player in the 2015-2016 season. So he sets the mark, 60 points.
At 37 years of age.
At 37 years of age, goes out with a bang, 60 points. Shaquille O'Neal said that he told him before the game, you know, aim for 50. And he said, look what he did. He got 60. So that, you know, was just the talk of social media is, you know, what a momentous way to end such a, you know, a great 20-year career.
Maybe it was Shaq's words that inspired Kobe, because I know they had their differences over the years.
Yeah, but it was, you know, they kind of hugged it out at the end. And it was really a nice moment that a lot of people were sharing too. Los Angeles Times did a really cool graphic where they had every single one of the shots that Kobe's taken in the NBA, 30,699 shots, whether he hit it or missed it. And this map, the hits were purple, The misses were yellow, so they got the Lakers colors in there. And you could actually click on the different dots and see what kind of shot he was taking, where it was from. It looked like, just in my kind of quick run through it, that the longest shot that Kobe made in his career is 2002. He made it from 43 feet, so about a half-court shot, and incidentally against the Utah Jazz.
Interesting.
Which, yeah. Somebody else pointed out, actually, that Michael Jordan, when he finished his last game with the Bulls, they were playing the Utah Jazz. So there's a lot of Utah Jazz involvement in these historic games.
I mentioned earlier, Andrew, just to show you the attention that Kobe and Steph Curry and the Warriors had on social media, that even the president of the United States, Barack Obama, checked in on Twitter about Golden State winning their record 73rd win of the season. Of course, he is a basketball fan.
Yeah. Well, it was, you know, for Golden State and Kobe both, more so for Kobe, I was seeing a lot of other athletes from other sports tweeting out. I mean, you had Alex Rodriguez of New York Yankees was tweeting at him. Billie Jean King tweeted out and said, you know, what a great career, momentous career. So you had all these really huge sports names acknowledging, you know, one of their fellow great names in sports, because I think Kobe Bryant will go down as one of the great names in the NBA for sure.
A lot of celebrities courtside for Kobe's last NBA game, Andrew. Any of them tweeting out during the game?
Oh, absolutely. That was, you know, the hot ticket was to be at the Staples Center last night. Like, Kanye West tweeted out his picture of his ticket stub, and he said, going to see the God play. So he, you know, was high words. You know, if Kanye West is, you know, can be a little self-centered, so if he's calling you a God, you know, that's a good compliment. But, no, it was just, you know, so much excitement and, you know, really just great enthusiasm for Kobe Bryant on social media.
From a geographic perspective, Andrew, how much influence did it have that Kobe played in one of the major media capitals here in the USA? Los Angeles and New York is probably the other big one, but how much did that help his career?
Well, got him a lot of celebrity fans, including, you know, Kanye West, but also Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers played the national anthem, which was, that's a whole other story, because the rendition he did on the bass was not a lot of people were happy about that, complaining about that on social media. But you do get a lot of celebrity fans, certainly, that come to see the games when you're playing in L.A. And the fact, too, that he stayed with the Lakers for 20 years, I mean, it's so rare in sports for an athlete to stay with one team for so long. And I think that kind of adds to this whole mystique. The fact that he was with the Lakers, you know, five championships, just huge.
From L.A., let's head north to Oakland, Andrew. How much social media presence did the Warriors have?
I think the Warriors would have liked it if Kobe would play another year so the attention would be off him and on them, because they set this, you know, 73-win record, but most people were talking about Kobe and still are. But, the Warriors' accomplishment, it is getting some attention. Steph Curry is getting attention because he hit, over the course of the season, 402 three-point shots, which shatters the record. The previous record was in the 280s. By him. So he shattered his own record. But they said that some of the teams this year only made, you know, 450 three-point shots for the entire team. I think the Minnesota Timberwolves, I think they said, made 450 or so three-pointers, and Steph Curry alone made 402. So, you know, he's been driving this Golden State team throughout the season. He's been capturing a lot of the headlines, and that was certainly the case last night. But, you know, again, similar to, you know, the praise for Kobe, is a lot of people saying what a great moment this was for Golden State, what a amazing feat that they were able to break this record. People pointing out, too, Steve Kerr is the coach of the Golden State Warriors, breaks the record. He was on the 95-96 Chicago team that set the record previously. So he's, you know, double in the history books.
And also, I mentioned to Rick that Kerr was also a good shooter when he played with Michael Jordan, who I don't know whether Michael tweeted or had a Facebook post, but he did congratulate the Warriors for their 73 victories.
Yeah, I did see one or two crying Jordan memes out there for various, you know, people, whether it was with Kobe or whether it was, you know, Memphis failing to stop Golden State on this run. So Michael Jordan crying meme always gets some play when we talk about the NBA.
Andrew Palcheski, the Voice of America's social media reporter. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks very much, Sonny.
And we'll see you back on Friday.
Sounds good.
And that wraps up the April 14th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger, VOA engineer Nick Ivanoff, And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
19 months ago, the violent extremist group Daesh, also known as ISIL, controlled about one-third of the territory of Iraq, and much the same in Syria. Supremely confident after their rapid conquest of these territories, ISIL trumpeted to the world its conviction that its fighters were unstoppable. Today it is clear that Daesh's days are numbered, said Secretary of State John Kerry during a recent press conference in Baghdad. In Iraq, Daesh fighters have not been on the offensive in months. They are losing ground, including more than 40% of the territory that they once controlled in Iraq, he said. Over the past year, Iraqi forces liberated Tikrit and most of the city's population has returned. Kurdish and Yazidi forces liberated Sinjar. Iraqi security forces retook Ramadi. And Syrian Democratic Forces have retaken thousands of square kilometers from Daesh in northeast Syria. The coalition bombing campaign has also seen great success, having cost Daesh tens of thousands of fighters and more than 100 senior and mid-level leaders, including their so-called ministers of war and finance. There is still much to do, but Daesh is clearly on the defensive. Today we are gearing up for recovery. Before displaced Iraqi civilians can return home, significant work needs to be done to stabilize areas that encountered significant levels of destruction due to Daesh's occupation and the fight required to liberate these areas. For that reason, the United States has joined other members of the coalition to contribute a total of over $100 million to the United Nations funding facility for immediate stabilization. The program, led jointly by the UN Development Program and the government of Iraq, helped over 100,000 Iraqis return to their homes in Tikrit. Now it is working to do the same in Ramadi through restoring public services so people can return to their homes. Since the beginning of the crisis, the United States has provided more than $623 million in humanitarian aid to Iraqi refugees. And in Baghdad, Secretary Kerry announced an additional $155 million for Iraqis affected by the ongoing violence. Our support for the Iraqi people, said Secretary of State Kerry, is part of our larger commitment to a future Iraq as defined in its constitution, an Iraq that is unified, pluralistic, federal, and democratic.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at voanews.com/editorials.
VOA. Hello, I'm Douglas Impoga. Join me for Reporters Roundtable every Thursday at 17:30 UTC. We'll take an in-depth look at an African news topic important to you. We'll have African journalists and expert guests share the ideas on the topic at hand. So, please plan to be with us every Thursday at 17:30 UTC, right here on The Voice of America.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Malaria kills thousands of people each year, but there are some simple things you can do to protect your family. If you can, put screens in your windows. A simple screen can keep disease-carrying mosquitoes out of your home. If you go outside, wear light-colored clothing and long pants and long sleeves, especially when it is dark and mosquitoes are most active. After it rains, empty all containers of standing water. The water in just one discarded tire can become a breeding ground for thousands of mosquitoes. Make sure your home is clear of debris and anything that holds water, including discarded cans, water containers, and rubbish. Empty containers that livestock drink from regularly so that mosquitoes cannot breed there.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Hello, I'm Douglas Impoga. Join me for VOA's discussion program, Reporters Roundtable, every Thursday at 17:30 UTC. We'll have African journalists and expert guests that share their ideas and take an in-depth look at an African news topic important to you. So please plan to be with us every Thursday at 17:30 UTC right here on VOA.